It's Thursday, December 1st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A mob of Muslim young men armed with gas canisters, automatic rifles, and machetes attacked Coptic Christians and their property in the Egyptian village of the Soheg Governorate last week, reported International Christian Concern. 4 Coptic Christians were injured, and over a dozen buildings owned by Christians were destroyed. The attack began after Muslims in the area thought a community structure built by the Christians would become a church. The Worldview spoke with William Stark of International Christian Concern about the reason behind the actions of the Muslim mob.
There's always been and still is a lot of regulation on church building, and this has kind of created almost a trickle-down ideology that if the government is regulating the construction of churches so closely, and frankly, they hadn't been giving approval very often, then it must be that churches don't belong in Egypt. That's despite the fact that Christians make up 10% of the population.
Stark also commented on how Western Christians should respond to persecution.
Persecution is something that God, who is sovereign over this world, has ordained for us to go through and endure. And ultimately, God is allowing this to happen to us so that he can be glorified through that persecution. That's here in the Western and the Free Church. That's hard for us to, like, stomach and swallow. But for, like, the church in the world where it's persecuted, the persecuted church, they, enduring through persecution and continuing to reflect the love of Christ, especially to those who are persecuting you, that is what brings glory to God.
Psalm 37, 14 through 15 says, "The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken." Christian television broadcaster Sat7 now reaches 21 million people across the Middle East and North Africa, according to the Christian Post. That's a 76% increase over just the last 5 years. Viewers include those from areas where theological objection to Islam, something the Muslims describe as, quote, blasphemy, unquote, is punishable by death. 2 million protesters in South Korea called for their president, Park Geun-hye, to step down last Saturday. Allegations involve the president's confidant, Choi Soon-sil, who is the daughter of a shamanistic cult leader. Choi has allegedly used her influence in the government to amass millions of dollars from donations to her organizations. Proverbs 16:12 says, "It is an